and loose. What a whee!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly, sponsored by EasySportsData.com. The books use data, shouldn't you too? And this is Easy Sports Data, like the preschoolers use. EasySportsData.com.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
What a whee!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
You should also check out sportsbettinglessons.com. You'll learn some old tricks, because sometimes how you bet is more important than who you bet. sportsbettinglessons.com.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
Talk about an education.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Carlos Itate, Sports Betting Weekly, Paulo Posse. Is that good?
Yeah.
You understood it in Greek?
Yeah.
It's Sports Betting Weekly. I am second up Chaz, and I am practicing Greek because rumor has it I got a place to stay in Greece when I go, so I'm going to Greece.
Well, yeah, you got a place to stay. You got a big place there.
And
yeah.
You know, Paulo, when you travel, lodging is a big percentage of the cost. It's a lot easier to travel when you can crash on somebody's couch.
Yeah, and you also have a place to stay in Alicante because I got a place there too, another betting place.
Life is simply pleasurable, but we're going to start teaching me just some of the terms, you know, on how to bet so I can walk up to the window. And remember, I have experience now, very much, a lot of it.
You do.
Because I go to Mexico, and some of them don't speak English at all. I try to find the girls that speak English, but some of them don't. They don't speak any English.
And you know, the one in Alicante is actually my wife's place, because we used to go to Alicante, and we used to stay down there before this coronavirus, and I got stuck in Montreal for some other reason with this client. So that's my wife's place. And she goes to me, as soon as this is over and all that, I want to go down to Alicante. And Alicante, if you come down there, you got a free place to stay. But Alicante is even better than Greece. There's more betting. We're talking like really betting. And the house is right on Playa San Juan. It's a 7 to 10 kilometer strip of sand. And there's no winter there. It's like San Diego, plus 19, plus 17 in January.
There's three things that you need to know about me. I like water. I like betting legally. And I like octopus.
Oh, see, if you notice that every place that we have, wherever we have a place, there's betting. Greece, Alicante, all the places that have betting. Because Alicante's brought it like a couple of years ago, because before Spain didn't have legal betting at the casinos. But now they do, so it's good now. And you'll love it. It's like a fantastic place. I mean, if you look at it on the internet, it's like. But this year, they were hit hard with coronavirus.
Yeah, everywhere was. So, Paulo, yeah. Last week, 9-3, 75%. The week before, 7-2. The week before that, 6-2. Those are all great weekends, and it was a lot of fun. You know what? We had another big last second, and for me, it was so exciting, as I told you. Normally, if I'm going to get it, I got to catch it on a stream. If I don't have a stream, then I'll follow on FlashScore. Sometimes FlashScore doesn't give you all the commentary, but the German game was actually on Fox Sports 1, so I got to watch the header. Right after I bet a minus 283 team at plus 600.
Yeah, and they scored with 15 seconds left. So
15 seconds.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that if you really look at it, the past 3 weeks were like 22-7. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it's very good. Very good.
So that's this week there's a lot of action. This week I've got a lot of games that I
Well, what cover. We do, oh. We have last week we kind of blew off horse racing because there was no quality. There's some quality this week. So we'll definitely be talking about the Belmont Stakes. But let me hop over to FlashScore, and you could tell me what we're doing in soccer.
Okay. In soccer, the first game that I like is I like Bayern Munich, Freiburg, both teams to score. Very nice odds in Germany. Moving down to Greece, I like AEK Athens to win. Last week, they rewarded us with very nice odds, 2-1. I don't think this week they're going to have any problems winning at home. I like PAOK in the other Greek game, over 2.5 goals. I see PAOK. PAOK's going to win very easy this game, and there's going to be goals scored, so I like the over 2.5. Moving on to Spain, Sevilla-Barcelona, I like both teams to score in that game. I like Real Madrid to win at almost 2-1 odds in a very hostile environment, going to Sociedad. Sociedad, but I think Real, if they're going to be title contenders this year, I like them to go in there and get the win. Moving on to England, I like Manchester United to win and both teams to score. Odds on Manchester United 2.52. And if someone wants to take the safe way and just bet Manchester United plus 0.5, because I don't see United losing to this Tottenham team that's so banged up and has injuries and everything. And after the break, United is at full strength. I like Aston Villa, Chelsea, both teams to score. That's nice odds also in England. And a last game in England that I like Liverpool, Everton, over 2.5 goals. Then we move on to Portugal. I think Porto is going to have a cakewalk, win this game pretty easily, and score goals. So I definitely like Porto, even though the odds are low. I like in Denmark, that's been really good to us. We've only been lost one game in Denmark. I like Midland this week again to win, odds 1.7. I like Bate Borisov minus 1.5. I see Bate Borisov this week really, really winning pretty easily and lots of goals scored in this game. And my top pick of the week this week comes from Denmark. FC Copenhagen, odds 2.06 to win. That's what I like in soccer.
Now, when you mentioned Real Madrid,
yeah,
that is the game they're playing on Sunday against Sociedad?
Yeah, that's the one.
But you and I have a distinct advantage if we're betting them again today before the show even airs.
Well, obviously, Dave, we got to bet them. I mean, they're playing Valencia. Valencia is not the team that used to be, because when I was going down to Alicante and like playing Valencia was a big thing. But now Valencia is not nowhere near the team they used to be. And Real should roll. Real should roll them this today, because they got a big game on Sunday.
And when you have, you know, and that's in any sport, they call that the trap game. You know, when you've got a big game on Sunday, how do you handle Thursday's game? Well, with the great teams, there's no such thing. The Patriots never really did many trap games. Now, don't get me wrong, with the Patriots, you're dealing with point spreads. And that's really the biggest difference, I think, between American football and football is the point spread.
Yeah, and if you really look at it, Barcelona this week, they're on top of the league. And Real cannot afford to lose games right now. So today, Real has to prove that they are a legitimate contender, because they cannot let Valencia take points from them. Which I think they won't. I think Real's going to win easily today.
And there's nothing better than having a little afternoon soccer action. And again, the beauty of soccer is that whole, the game starts at 1 o'clock California time. So in San Diego, it's 1 o'clock. That means it's 4 o'clock New York time. What'll happen is somewhere about 5:30 or so, you'll be in the 60th, 70th minute, somewhere around there. And boom, that's when you look for those odds to change. And again, it doesn't take a genius to say, hey, minus 283 or plus 600. Where would you rather have your money?
Plus 600.
And of course, the way we bet, we have it both.
Yeah, and if you really look at it, after the 70th minute, look at all the bets we've been hitting. I mean, we're talking that since we started doing the show, all the bets that we've been hitting after the 70th minute, they're gold. They're gold.
And again, a lot of times, we may not even be betting anything to do with the outcome of the game. So we might have the home team to win, and they're losing 1-0, and we're not going to get a chance to win that bet, but we think they're going to score. So we might hop on both teams to score, or we might hop on the team total over 0.5. And the next thing you know, the team who we had loses the game because it's a draw, and draws in, or loses in soccer. But we win two other bets and we get more money than we started with.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing with live play, and especially this week. Did you see yesterday, the live play I gave you yesterday, the over 2.5 when I gave it to you?
That was 93 minutes, I think, they scored, right?
Yeah, 93 minutes. And when I gave you the first, when it was 0-0, the first half, with only 1 minute left, they scored the first goal, the odds were at 2.54. So we got the 2.54, then we got the odds on the other game. So already winners have come in all week.
And that's really part of what we're going to be doing with our Greek audience, is the interaction during the week, because we do the show once a week. The show is really basically, hey, here's what we're looking at for the weekend. But when the weekend comes, you have to adjust. You gotta play the way the games fold out, and you don't know that until they kick. Everything you do with handicapping has to do with the past. Once they go to the middle of that field and kick that soccer ball around, that is when reality kicks in.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, look at yesterday's game. I mean, the first game in England, and first half is 0-0. And 1 minute before halftime, the goal. Then the other one, late goal. I mean, yesterday I made good profits on it, so it's It's profitable. The only thing is that I'm betting conservatively till I go to the bookie shops myself and put the money, because my friend, it's different when you're there and different somebody else placing bets for you.
Oh, of course. And as you talked about, you have to almost take that same philosophy unless you've got a long relationship with a sports book online, because they will refuse to pay you.
Well, they've refused to pay me many times, and some of them have banned me. I mean, once you win a couple of thousands and all that, they start lowering your limit. Then they start doing, like, sometimes, you know what they do is they start freezing it. So when you're putting the bet to go live play, they freeze it. So there's no point in stressing. I'd rather put like 50, like I told them, put me 50 on Dortmund to win in the live play and pick up 300 euros.
Yeah, you'll never, I mean, unless you're walking in with a suitcase in a real sports book full of euros, you're not going to have any problems. You're absolutely right. But online,
yeah,
they play games all the time.
And you were the one that actually, I listened to your advice and you said it, betting online is a trap unless you're betting at the betting exchange. Because once they see, they follow every bet you make. Once they see that you're winning, once they see you're doing good, all of a sudden things start happening. They want people to lose. But the bookie shops, they can't control you. You can change bookie shop, like in Volo, for instance. There's hundreds of bookie shops, so who's going to know how much you bet?
No, and the other aspect is they want your business, where online, they just, customer service is not the forte of most offshore online sports books.
Yeah, because they want your business, because when you win with the bookie shops, well, it's good publicity. Well, the bookie shop you won, and they paid you, and you never have a problem with them. I mean, there's a guy in England that he started with 8,000, the Dead Cert Man. I mean, this is on the internet, and he went up to 260,000. The guy, because he was betting the way that I bet, but all his bets were bet at the bookie shop. None were bet online. So if you really look at it, unless you're betting on the betting exchange, which they don't really care who wins, because you're betting against person, I don't know. The bookie shops, to me, they scare me, because I've been burned.
Well, I have used three different online books in the last few years. One of them, I got paid on a Super Bowl wager in, I want to say, June or July. It took them almost 6 months to pay me. I have never given them another dollar since. The other two, they pay me when I win, so I use them both. When we come back from break, we'll talk a little bit more about the betting in Greek. We'll talk a little bit more about soccer. We're going to cover Belmont, the pick three that leads up to the $1 million Belmont thing. You're listening to Sports Betting Weekly.
Could this be a trap?
I always think everything could be a trap, which is why I'm still alive.
However, the amount is 50 florins.
Well, that's all we got.
Yes, and if we had 60, the bet would be 60.
That's been a mistake. Give me my money back. No.
Are you worried you won't be able to find the perfect gift for Father's Day again this year? Well, when you order a souvenir football from championshipfootballs.com, you're receiving a 100% money-back guarantee. You're also getting the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Whether that special present is for a Kansas City Chiefs fan or a member of the LSU Tigers Alumni Association, is there a better Father's Day gift for someone who's a fan? Maybe Gramps is a lifelong Notre Dame supporter. Do you know a member of the Oregon Ducks Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan or a Minnesota Vikings fan, well, sorry about that. Yeah, that kind of goes for those New Mexico State Aggies and Tulane Green Wave fans too. It's not nice effort, you had a pretty good season, footballs.com. No, it's championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. championshipfootballs.com.
Are you using JoinUWager.com? When you win, your book should pay you fast, and JoinUWager.com does. It's as simple as that. Need a new book? Check out JoinUWager.com. Live action is the best way to win, and JoinJazzSports.com has the most lines. You'll have tons of team totals, first quarter parlays too. Jazz is offering things that other books won't. If you want more options to win, use Jazz Sports. JoinJazzSports.com.
Sports Betting Weekly.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'll have to learn for next week, Paolo. I'll have to learn welcome back in Greek. But we talked a little bit soccer. We've got a game. While we're doing the show, there's a game going on. So that's going to be pretty exciting, Paulo. I've got the Real Madrid -1.5 at +102. Now, they're -274. So that's, for me, that's worth giving that 1.5 and seeing if they can win 3-1 or 2-0.
Yeah.
Or in your case, you want 2 goals. You got the over 2 goals. So 2-0 or 3-1 work.
Yeah. And I told my friend to put just a conservative 200 euros on Real Madrid to win at 1.37. So just for, I don't think they're going to lose, but at least I know that I'm going to get paid. So that's good.
Yeah, and again,
it makes it exciting.
The books that I use online, I only use them because they pay me. But we talked about that with your soccer picks in the first half of the show, is unfortunately sometimes they'll screw you.
Yeah, because I've seen, like, this is what I was taught when I started doing into the business of learning how to handicap from top handicappers. And I saw them all, and they told me, when you want to bet big, 200, 300, 150. Because if you look at it this way, let's say you're betting 150 euros a day. 150 euros a day is almost 5,000, 65,000 euros a year. So if you're winning with that, and you take out the percentages that you're winning the way that I win, the bookie, and if you do this on 2 or 3 years, you're making a lot of money at the bookie shop, at the online. He's not going to pay you, but the bookie shop, who cares?
Exactly. And really, if you're betting seven plays a week like that, and you hit five, yeah, go 5-2, which you do all the time, you're winning money.
Yeah, that's what I do, exactly. When you're coming to Greece, you'll see it. Exactly. I'm going 5-2. That's like you said, you're winning money and I'm secure. I don't have to worry about it.
So last week we looked at the horse racing, and maybe pitiful is too strong of a word, but I'm going to use it anyway. They were pitiful cards. But now at the Belmont, we got the 8th, 9th, and the 10th leading up to the Belmont Stakes, which this year is not the last race in the Triple Crown. It's the first. It's not the longest race in the Triple Crown because it's only 1.8 miles, but it's still $1 million. Between those three races, there are $1.55 million worth of purses. That, to me, is worth paying for the racing for.
Exactly. And the way that you bet is really good, because if you hit a big superfecta, or you hit the pick three or something, you're going to get paid.
Well, here's what I've done since I started betting with you. I do what you do. I find that place opportunity. And then what I do is I use an equal amount of exotics. So say I'm betting $100. I'm going to bet 50 in exotics, and I'm going to bet 50 on that horse. And as long as it comes back and pays decent amount of money, I get to bet another race. If I hit, I win them all.
Yeah, because if you notice, like, we've been really cleaning out on the place market, which in England is top three when it's 8 horses and top two when it's 7 horses. So this week at the Belmont, the horse that I like to bet, if he looks good at the parade and all that, it's Tis the Law. I think Tis the Law is the class of the field, provided that he shows up and runs his race. Because Tis the Law has run before in that Manhattan. He won pretty easily. It was a 1 mile race. He won the Florida Derby, and now he's coming to the Belmont. This competition that he has, I mean, most of these horses have raced in the claiming rank. They're not really, really top-notch horses. The only one that I really like in there is that horse by John Velasquez. I think might hit the board. I think it's 6-1.
Well, one of the things I always talk about with people that look at a race like that, they'll say, well, yeah, duh. Why would I want to bet Tis the Law? He's 6-5. Well, if you look at what happened at last week in races at Belmont, when the favorites won, they're paying 370, 380 in the middle.
Exactly.
And so if you look at it that way, it's like having a play on a regular NFL game at -110, but they don't have to win. Like you said, if it's 10 races, 10 horses, they just got to come in first, second, or third.
Yeah, because I think on the betting exchange that Tis the Law might even trade at 1.4, 1.5. So that's value for a horse to finish top three, because this horse will hit the board, considering that he's sound, he's fit. And I saw his last workout on video, and he looked pretty good. So we'll see. But he has all the potential, to even be a Triple Crown horse.
Well, and again, 6-5 is more than double money. It's more than 1-1 doubles your money. 6-5 is more than 1-1.
Yeah, it is.
Let's do this. Let's look at the first race, which is the Longines Acorn Mile for Philly, 3-year-old fillies. I think some of these are the horses that are going to be looking to run in the Oaks later on in September. So it'll be interesting to see, but there's quite a few horses here. Baffert, of course, always has big horses, and his horse on the rail, Gamine, is the favorite at 1-1. And again, 1-1, sometimes you're scared because it's such a big favorite. Other times you're looking at easy money.
Who is the horse that Baffert has in that race?
The one, Gamine, with Velasquez on the back.
Oh, that horse is going to hit the board. With John Velasquez on, Baffert, John Velasquez, great combination. That's hitting the board.
And in the ninth race, let's see if Velasquez is on anybody. He's on a Bill Mott horse, Hidden Scroll. Now, we have had Hidden Scroll.
Oh.
We've talked about Hidden Scroll before. So when I go through this first race, the eighth race, I'm not seeing any horses that I remember us talking about in the last few weeks. But when I go to the next race, and that's the ninth race from Belmont, post time is 4:53 on the East Coast. It's a 6 furlong for 3-year-olds and up. It's a grade one purse, $250,000. I'm seeing some names that I remember, and one of them is Hidden Scroll. I know we've had Hidden Scroll before. That's Velasquez for Bill Mott.
And Hidden Scroll, his last race, he didn't really fire, but this horse could fire and win this race. What's his odds?
8-1.
Oh, that's value. John Velasquez on Hidden Scroll? That's great value.
Unlike the previous race, the eighth, with a big favorite, this race has a 7-2, a 4-1, a 5-2, a 3-1. So there's four or five horses, and we talk about that all the time. The more favorites, the better if you're betting, because nobody takes all the money and all the pools are better. And then we get to the final race, which is the race we are using in our first ever Belmont Squares. And if you've ever done Super Bowl Squares, you know what squares are. Well, there's 10 horses. We're doing Belmont Squares. It could be, Paolo, the first ever horse racing squares in the history of sports betting. We may be setting a precedent.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Yep, and we're talking 10 horses. You like the favorite. 'Tis the law. 6-5. Again, 6-5 in any other race, 'tis the loss, 3-5, maybe 2-5 or 1-5.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, he's the class of the field. This horse that paces the way, and they're not even racing the real distance. So the distance, he's won at this distance before. And he's a proven G1 winner. So he looks like a good play here.
So let's look at some of the other contenders in here. There's a 5-1 Dr. Post with Ortiz, because you know there's brothers. That's a Todd Fletcher horse. Another favorite is Soleil Volante, and now we saw him run earlier this year. Pretty good. He had a pretty good win, but I think he was a big long shot. He's 9-2. Capit to win. That's Velasquez's horse on the rail is 6-1, and that's it. Everybody else, 8-1. Pneumatic, and we've seen Pneumatic. Pneumatic is an Asmussen horse with Santana, and we know that they run well together. Those two.
Capit to win with Velasquez has a good shot to hit the board. I don't think he's going to beat Tiz the Law, but he has a good shot to hit the board.
And anytime you can. Key a favorite on top in exotics, whether it's an exacta, trifecta, or superfecta, that's the key. And with our squares, that's what it's going to be. There's only going to be one winner of our squares. They're going to be the square that has the exacta cold, the top horse on top of the second horse. Unless there's a dead heat, there's no boxing in squares. But when you box, a lot of those bets, as you know, if you box $12 exacta box, 12 different exactas, 11 of those tickets are going in the trash. You're only winning one of them.
Yeah.
When you key somebody, if they win, then you're alive.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a pretty good week this week.
Again, anytime there's $1.5 million worth of money over three races, it's going to get my attention. And for me, what's nice about it is it's later in the day, but here it isn't. So race 8 is at 1:15, race 9 is at 1:53, and then the Belmont is at 2:42. What's better than some quality racing? And it'll be on TV. Normally we would go probably to a sports book or some, you know, maybe a casino to watch it. Whenever the Belmont is the Triple Crown, somebody's got a chance to the Triple Crown, we always, almost always, the guys get together and we go out and watch it. But I think this year it'll be a coronavirus tainted.
Yeah. And if you notice one thing, getting back to soccer, have you noticed that Denmark, how profitable, remember when I told you about in Denmark, how profitable it's been? I mean,
yeah.
I think we've only lost one game. And this week, again, Midland's got value at 1.7. But, and the Bati Borisov, they're 11. Last week you got them to score over 1.5 goals. They scored. Big odds. That was a big odds in like play. And they're undefeated in 11 games. Seven wins and two draws. And yeah, seven wins and three draws. I said they're going to win 10.
Yeah.
And this week,
I think what I like the most about betting Denmark soccer is going to bed knowing you're that's it. That's your action, because there's not going to be any live action for Denmark soccer. Not for me, because that's 3:30 in the morning.
Night.
But when you wake up, so I'll normally get up, I don't know, 6:37 on a Saturday, kind of just roll over. And what's the first thing I tell people I do? I grab Flash Score and I look, and I see so many times I see your plays. They won 2-0. So that means I hit both my bets, right? Because I had them on the money line and I had them given a goal and a half, and I had them in parlays, and I go to sleep for a couple more hours.
And I saw this week that you posted my Djurgården win in Sweden. That was an early winner.
Yep.
2-0 they won. Yeah,
well,
so
I would say of the last 7 weeks, five, maybe six of them, we have woken up to already having winners. And a lot, maybe three or four of those weeks, Paolo, I have written, as I posted on Friday, we already had winners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. The winners are coming, I mean, on a weekly basis. Since we started doing this, it's all winners. I mean, there hasn't even been a losing week.
Anything else before we go?
No. Let's enjoy this Real Madrid game right now. That's,
yep, go get
them. Started.
And,
yeah.
And again, you can follow us. Sports Betting Weekly Live is going to give you the last show. SportsBettingLessons.com. Enter your email and your first name there. That's really the key one, Paolo, because that's going to be the one that we really help these people during the middle of the week when everybody else is throwing out losers. We're giving them winners.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I like that.
Yep. I'm Second Half Chaz. Paolo, thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Sports Betting Weekly.